What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
All right. We are back with What's Your Type podcast.
The podcast about why we want what we want and why we do who we do. I'm your host, Sarah Hartshorn.
I'm your other host, Tyler Mead. And today, joining us in the studio apartment, we have host of the I Never Liked You podcast, Nick Smith.
Yay!
Welcome.
I'm here.
You sure are. Thank you so much.
I'm queer.
We're used to it.
Nailed it.
We've been in like a slight scheduling hell of like booking the show, scheduling comics, rescheduling comics who didn't show up to the show.
Yeah.
Scheduling podcast guests, immediately canceling on those podcast guests, and then rescheduling again. So the fact that within, I don't know, 15 seconds, you wrote me back and were like, yes, I am free and I'll be there.
Or does that just mean that I'm a loser and have no life?
I think it means that you're thoughtful.
It means you're more dependable than any comedian I've ever met.
And a
in my
delight.
Life.
There
That's
you
what
go.
I think.
See,
yeah.
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of your job to show up to apartments at the right time, right?
It is my job to show up on time. I've also just like am a habitual, always early to everything in life.
Oh, good for you.
Who is your latest friend? Because everyone who's early has a late friend that it's a nightmare meeting up with.
It's me. It's me.
Not always. You are you.
I'm better since I had the baby.
You also say this is when I'm actually arriving.
Realistically.
And then I have other friends where it's I'll be there in 10 minutes, and then 2 hours later I'm still at a place by myself, and I'm just like, well, this was on me.
That's my friend Caroline. She's Brazilian though.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It comes with the territory.
I'm going to let you keep telling the generalities about Brazilians without agreeing with you in case anyone yells at me.
That's all right. I'm pretty used to being canceled at this point.
How many times?
Mainly just through Lizzo.
Nice.
But
all right.
Wait, through Lizzo?
Oh, you don't know that.
She called me an uneducated idiot, basically. And she's not wrong. Not wrong.
What was it? World
we
War
had a
II?
Yeah. During one of our podcast episodes, they were quizzing me on historical facts and asked me when World War II was, and I said the 1800s.
No,
it's not.
You know,
but it's also a comedy podcast, and the joke. So I say it was in the 1800s. They say no, it was in the 1930s. When it started
to 1945.
Correct.
35.
And
I was going to say 39.
Well, that's when we joined.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
So, okay.
We later find out in the episode that the Wizard of Oz came out the same year that the war started. So the joke in the podcast I said was, you're telling me the Wizard of Oz came out and the world still decided to go to war. But Lizzo conveniently left that part out and just clipped me saying, I don't know, the 1800s. And then it cuts to her doing her skincare routine in the evening over her bathroom sink, and for 3 minutes goes on a diatribe how
that long?
Education system in America is truly failing us.
That's so much pressure.
And she's not wrong.
She's not wrong about any of that.
She's not wrong about any of it, but it's a joke.
I also have huge gaps in my education that are not the fault of the education system. They're because I was a
wait.
Connive.
Let's play this game. I want Lizzo to call one of you dumb again. That would be great for me.
I never took any math or science.
Oh well, yeah. Because
I was
comedy.
A conniving little bitch, and I was like, no, I'm just not going to do it. And I called my school's bluff because they were like, you have to graduate. And I was like, do I? Do
wait,
I?
How do you calculate TIP?
Oh, that I can do, but that's elementary school.
I love that you did a hair flip on. I can actually figure out how to tip people.
You just move the thing, the decimal point, and then multiply by two. That I know, but I straight up don't know what calculus is.
Like, calculus is stupid.
What is What is it?
I'm still back on your moving the decimal over, multiplying by two.
Multiply by two.
The rest of this podcast is now going to be me trying to trick Nick into telling us something he doesn't know.
That makes so much sense. And you want to hear the sad part? I was in AP Calculus.
Really?
I got a 1.
I don't know.
How?
Is 1 bad?
Yes.
So when you take the exam, it's 1 through 5. I got a 1.
Why did you take it at that point?
I don't know. I took the class, so I was like, might as well fucking take the test.
Yeah. I did well.
And I got a half day out of it. So
some of my SATs.
Oh, horrible.
Oh, I did
horrible.
I did okay.
And then I was like, I'll take the ACTs. That'll be better. horrible. And then I went to music school where it didn't matter. So who gives a shit? And now I don't know when World War II is.
You know, calculus, I don't miss. Algebra, I don't miss. Chemistry, sometimes. I never took chemistry or physics. And sometimes I'm like, what?
I took chemistry my freshman year of high school and it nearly ruined my life. I just didn't get it at all. Those were
probably should have paid a little bit more.
See, that was my game. I was like, oh, I don't even have to pay attention to classes. I know this.
If you could go back in time and tell your high school self to pay more attention, like, how would you explain that? Be like, listen, a pop star's gonna yell at you.
Honestly, I don't know if I would go back and tell myself to pay more attention to those classes. Because in hindsight, I have since learned when World War II is, but in hindsight,
and it is.
Does it affect your daily life if you don't know when World War II is? I never once said it didn't happen.
I'm not a Holocaust denier.
Right.
Even though that's what people in the comments
say.
I was going to say, I was like, oh, I'm absolutely going to clip that, but now I don't want to.
No.
What year?
Do you know now?
I do. 1939 to 1945. The Allies and the Axis.
37.
And... Well, 39 is when we
joined.
Yeah.
But the invasion of Poland
was 37 or 36.
I think it was 37.
No, I thought the Archduke Ferdinand was 36.
That's World War One.
Fuck me.
So.
Let's go get her.
I'm so sorry.
Get her.
No, because World War One was about how messy alliances were. World War Two was about, oh, this guy's trying to kill everybody.
You know, my history education was kind of weirdly slipshod because my high school really wanted to like teach us like things that other high schools weren't teaching. So like I learned a lot about like
the moon
and the moon landing, which is fake. Everyone knows that, right?
Fake.
That's totally fake. And and I don't know
she
what year that was.
The moon landing.
Why?
I don't, 1969.
Why would I learn that? It's fake.
1969. What's that from? 1970. But
yes.
There you go.
Impossible.
Speaking of Holocaust deniers.
Really?
What?
I don't know.
Shia LaBeouf? Isn't he Jewish?
I was actually thinking of Christy Carlson Romano, but I don't think she is a Holocaust Romano.
No. She's Ray Romano's daughter, right?
No.
No.
Lizzo, get his ass.
Okay, that's not a history. That's just two washed
yes,
up
it
people.
Is.
It's
that is important Disney.
I don't look. I am the youngest of three, and then also I had old parents. We were not watching the Disney Channel original movies.
I was
watching old movies.
It's not look. I didn't have TV either. I grew up in what I now know is not a small town. It is a village. My town was so small it doesn't count as a town because it was 670 people.
What's mine's 800.
Village?
Where are you from? I actually don't know.
Pennsylvania, north of Scranton, in the mountains.
Were you near the Amish?
That's southern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So was your school also the thing where like the local high school was a bunch of towns?
Yes.
What were those towns called?
What?
Oh, you didn't have like a... Like, in my area, they were called the Hill Towns. There was like the Hill Towns, and then there was
no,
the Valley.
No, those were just hill people.
They were just hill people. Mountain Williams.
No, but...
Oh, the area.
School, multiple towns.
Would go to. Yeah, yeah. Mine was like that too. 15.
560.
Wow.
Our elementary middle high school
was
all one.
Yeah, same.
So combined, we had less than 1,000 students,
pre-K
through 12. Yeah. I mean, my high school was like 2,500.
Yeah, when I was...
I can't even imagine.
It was awful. You couldn't move. Literally, the bell would ring, and it was just, like, shoulder to shoulder.
We didn't even have a football team.
I mean, we had a Jewish football team, so we might as well not have.
And then when I went to college, I went to a school. That was also 800 students.
Are you a pianist?
A singer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did go to a large college for a little while. Before I was on the show, I was on America's Next Top Model, and before that, I was at BU.
That's a very big
which college. Is a big school.
How many is that? Do you know?
Couldn't even
because Tulane was 7,000. That's like considered medium small.
I truly could not. It could be 5,000. It could be 20,000. I don't know. Think BU including is, all the master programs, there were so many schools and there were so many.
Yeah,
like,
I think
things.
BU is at least 10.
It's so like big.
When you say BU, what does that
Boston
mean?
University.
Boston University.
Okay. Because there's a BU right near where I'm from called Binghamton University.
Yes.
But Boston University.
Yeah. I actually know. I have had that conversation before where people are like, did you go to? And I'm like, no. What school did you go to that was 800?
Manhattan School of Music, just here in the city.
Okay.
Very small.
Very small. I can't imagine what it would be like to not know all of the kids you went to high school with. Like, that's
same. Right? I went to preschool with the same kids I graduated with, which is by the time we graduated, we hated each other's fucking guts.
Yeah. Did everyone all have a crush on the same person, though? Did crushes come in, like, fads where it was like everyone was like, oh, I got a crush on that person? Like,
kind of, yeah. It was also sort of like the same cool girls were the same cool girls.
Oh, absolutely.
The entire way through.
Do you remember the name of the most popular girl in your grade?
Ashley Stemple.
So it's a complicated question.
Oh,
who
no.
got pregnant?
So,
hey,
well,
she could have gone to rehab.
So it's complicated because our year truly hated each other. I was a class president our senior year.
Oh, that's why they hated each other.
In my speech, I literally, in front of all the parents, it's an auditorium, we're all graduating, and I go, well, we made it. We probably won't talk to each other after this, but we certainly got here. And every graduate was like,
yeah.
True.
Yeah. So probably the most disliked popular girl, her name was Krista. But
that's a popular girl name.
Right. But like the most popular who like people actually liked was probably my friend Dana.
Mm-hmm.
So like the star of the like chick flick TV show was
Krista.
I almost said Kelsey.
Yeah.
But like the, oh my God, I can't think of any names. What's the girl in Mean Girls who?
Regina.
No.
Katie.
Katie was Dana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Or the other one, the
Gretchen.
No. I'm so sorry. I really
Janice.
Shouldn't have started this metaphor because I
Tina
can't.
Tina Fey.
Glenn Coco.
You go, Glenn Coco. No, the one that drew the girl, the Janice.
Janice
Ian. Woo!
Who I have said at some point during that whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Me, no.
That whole metaphor I should have aborted, like some of the babies in your high school class. You know, that was, no, I shouldn't. I didn't know any of the
I will
proper
say
nouns.
The very popular girls in my high school were actually very nice to everyone. Oh. There were like mean girls who went to parties, but like people knew them as like, well, they suck. And I remember the most popular girl in being like one of the nice ones. Her name was Danielle Chickaswamy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very large South Asian and East Asian population in my hometown. But she went by D-Chick.
Hell yeah.
Great nickname. D-Chick. And I remember an English teacher we had senior year was like going around getting everyone's names the first day. And she reads out Danielle Chickaswamy and she's like, that's a great name. And this girl's like, I should go by D-Chick. And she was like, no, you don't get a cool nickname too. Pick one. And I was like, actually, that's kind of fair.
That's kind of
like,
fair.
You have
that's
a great
too
name.
Too much. Yeah.
No, my whole year, everyone was sort of
okay.
Like,
okay.
And it was just like what we were known for, even the teachers knew. Like,
they were like, that's.
Huh.
Wow.
What was in the water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even
just a little bit.
Oh, you guys were like teeth. Anyway, this seems like a perfect pivot because you were talking about crushes earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Segue. Nick, what's your type? It's the name of the podcast.
Men.
Okay.
If anyone was confused up till this point, why don't you show them your sleeves?
If anyone didn't know,
I like men.
Okay.
Which kinds?
Yeah.
I will say, and I've always said this, I actually have a pretty wide palate. I genuinely am attracted to so many different types of men. it more so boils down to face.
Okay.
And vibe. Because
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
even a good face can have a weird vibe. And then I'm like, I don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a good face
and a good vibe, I'm like, okay.
Face wise, who would play them?
Like, ideal?
I did not expect this to stump you so badly.
I know. Well, it's because I truly am like.
I have a wide. Okay, can we say vibe-wise who would play them? Like, who is the celebrity that you are attracted to?
Okay.
And then so we can pick.
Up, I was always Zac Efron. Playing
one. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Young Zac Efron or, like, current?
I
okay.
I mean, current.
No.
Still does it. Yeah.
See, I like the middle phase between High School Musical and, like, face reconstruction Zac Efron.
Like, prime movie star.
Neighbors. When he was in Neighbors, when he was like a hot frat guy, that was
the movie with Matthew Perry where they like swap bodies.
Yeah,
I don't remember that movie. Did that happen?
Yeah,
is that based on a true story?
I don't remember, but I just remember that's all the details I remember. It wasn't, but it was, yeah.
He was like 40 and went back to his high school self.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
In a different body.
That did happen.
And Zach in that movie.
Okay.
We've also talked about this. I like him like prime hot douche. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you like a little before that.
Him or Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Great choice.
Interesting. All right. This is good because we can pick apart the similarities here. If I had to guess, I would say douche, but slightly sensitive. Like, maybe mean to other people, but nice to you.
Actually, no.
Okay.
I'm pretty mean.
Okay.
I actually have a close friend who has told me that.
Yeah. I don't want
okay.
the other person.
Do you want Golden Retriever nice, or do you want actually...
No, that's annoying.
That's an okay.
I just want nice.
Nice. Like, kind.
Kind, nice, but not, like, needy and overly nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Pleasant.
Do you like someone who's more of a talker or more of a quieter presence?
Probably quieter.
Because
I can talk a lot.
Yeah.
But I guess in context, because if you throw me in a room with people I don't know, I'm actually quite quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So then I want that person to be the talker.
Yeah.
So I'd say behind closed doors.
But the ability, well, yeah, and you want someone who has the ability to socialize. Banter-wise, what are we looking for?
Banter-wise is important. I'm friends with very quick-witted people, and that's the kind of banter that I like. So
mm-hmm.
very, like, nagging, sort of quick-witty banter
mm-hmm.
that they can also, like, pull a reference really quickly if need be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But do you like a little bit of a bro? Like where the references are different. Okay. Okay.
So, a huge turnoff is if someone calls me bro. Immediate soft timeout.
Interesting.
Do not call me bro.
Okay.
I'm wearing Elvira
seat. It's true.
Don't call me bro.
A ruffle, not for a bro.
That happens on the apps a lot where it's like that's their opening and I'm always right. just like, come on.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
That's a weird opening.
It
immediately desexualizes the conversation.
Well, no, because to them, it's like they want like a weird, anonymous, like masculine for masculine, like very aggressive hookup. And like it is a way of basically signaling like I'm going to be this very like straight-ish presenting-y thing. I absolutely, like, they always want you to do it back. And they're like, I just want to go like hot and heavy and we'll never learn each other's names.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Gay guys are wild.
What gets you off, but you're not going to get it from me.
Gotcha.
I'm not calling you bro, but I don't.
I have to say, it's even you saying it in this context of explaining it doesn't sound natural.
It just sounds.
I don't think I can get away with it.
Maybe try it.
Bro?
We can't say it like a question.
Maybe try it different.
Yeah. You gotta go land.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm scared of the bro.
What's up, bro?
You can
You're from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I can pull it up. Yeah. If I get drunk enough, I know about hockey. So, yeah. Very hot.
Okay.
I don't like sports players normally. I don't like jocks. I don't like bros. But hockey players, yeah. There's something where they're not right.
They're not quite there.
Sarah also really loves drug addicts. And again, we're just like, I shouldn't say Sarah loves drug addicts. Sarah looks like people who seem like they are drug addicts.
If somebody sometimes has that look.
They're not. They're just homeless.
Or sometimes I'm so lucky. My husband looks like a drug addict and is a very successful software engineer. And I don't know. Oh, no, he does a lot of drugs.
But not heroin.
But not heroin. I like heroin chic, though. That's my jam.
I think without you ever saying it, like, the dude is kind of high up on your, like, ideal list.
The dude?
The dude from, I'm blanking on the name. The Big Lebowski.
No, he's the dude. The dude abides.
Yeah, thank you.
Interesting.
I doubted myself there.
Interesting. Not yet, but I'm headed there.
Yeah.
He's too old for my peak brain. I haven't quite caught up to my age yet. Okay. But when I do.
Is there an age cutoff for you where you're like, I'm not attracted
to you? I thought there was. I honestly was like, I'm going to have a problem. I'm going to be a cougar. Like, I don't know what's going to happen because I didn't find gray hair attractive. And then who was it who like turned me the fuck around and I was like, nope, wait, I get it. Oh my god. Okay, he used to date Julia Roberts.
What was he in?
I cannot say.
And don't name women.
I just saw him in an ad with Maya Rudolph for the Maya Rudolph show. The one where she plays a millionaire. Oh my god, this is gonna bug the crap out of me. I'm not gonna be able to remember his name. Eric.
Her show's called
Loot. Yeah.
Loot. He's in it.
With Joel Kim Booster.
Yes. And he's in it. Joel. And he like, I was like, he's older. He has gray hair. And he fucking did it for me so hard. And it immediately like clicked a thing where I was like, I straight up can find older men.
Matt Faxon?
No. Here's if you.
Olivier Martinez, Adam Scott.
He was like in a very recent promo. So it might, he's probably not. This is Loot, right? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Oh, also Adam Scott kind of does it for me.
Adam Scott's hot.
Okay.
Go the most recent TV episode.
This is
rough.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
We're
all right.
So bad.
We should move on. The point is,
you've been awakened.
I have been awakened. There was like a cutoff of like 35, and I'm over 35, and I was like, what am I gonna do? It is opening up. I'm catching up to myself, which is good. Also, I think younger still does it for me. I think it's been also
a guy who's 22.
No, too young. 25.
Okay.
For sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If I was going to have conversation, I would want them to be even a little bit older, I think. If it was going to be more than like just, I say this all hypothetically, we're not even open anymore, but like,
right.
But if we ever open up again in the future. Yeah, for sure.
So I cannot do younger. Every year on my birthday, the second I turn a new age, I am disgusted by anyone who is the age that I was a day prior, which doesn't make any sense to me. I am now, for the first time as a 28-year-old, like, okay with 27-year-olds, which I think is growth.
That is growth.
The maximum goes pretty high in an embarrassing way. I'd probably say the oldest person I've hooked up with was like late 50s.
That's not bad.
It's not crazy. I was like 19. So
oh, wow. That is a lot. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, as a college kid, I was mostly hooking up with older guys.
Wow, what a very lucky older guy. Good for him.
I guess. It was mostly because when I went to school. Always.
Yeah.
How
about you? Where are we going? Younger? Older?
I typically prefer my age or older. Younger.
Hate.
I'm not even friends usually with younger people. I would say maybe 25 would be the lowest, but I'm not really like they would have to
it would be the right
they have to be special.
Yeah.
I think the what I've been like thinking about lately is I was born in 95, so I'm like the last millennial. Like, I'm very millennial cusp.
Mm-hmm.
So people younger than me, even though we are close in age, are like, in quotes, a different generation.
True.
And I am not Gen Z at all. Like, yeah. Even though I am near the age bracket, I'm not TikTok. I'm not Disney Channel original series. I'm not like,
I appreciate that.
I wasn't big into like YouTube culture. So like, the things that I am nostalgic for do not match up with what people even 2 years younger than me are nostalgic for a lot of the time. And like, I don't know, there is a difference in the way we operate. I have also been told by everyone who's known me for more than like 2 hours, they're like, you seem old. You act like an old man and you're not very fun to be around. And I think that's why children maybe don't like you. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair.
That's fair. I get that a lot too.
All of my friends when I moved to New York were minimum, I think, 34. And my mom called me at one point and I was talking to her about hanging out with Wendy Starling. And my mom, who I was newly out to, was just like, hey, are any of your friends, you know, male or your age or even in their 20s? And I was just like, no, why? And she was like, have you thought about maybe finding a boyfriend and getting married? And I'm like, no, but good to know that's all that matters now that I'm out to you. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been sort of older acting, which is why I gravitate towards older people. Don't really have a cutoff.
You don't know for cutoff.
Age. Okay. No.
How old is the guy?
As long
now,
as they're like attractive. My boyfriend right now is only 1 year younger than me.
Okay.
Okay.
Without giving them away,
mm-hmm.
who would play your boyfriend if mm-hmm. we were to pick an actor? And it doesn't have to be like an exact face match. It can be more vibey. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to tell us what the thing is.
I would say, oh God, that's a good question. It's so bad because I'm so good with pop culture
until
with
you're
women.
Oh.
Like, I truly don't care about men.
Yeah. I'm so bad
which I feel
at
like
pop
is
culture.
A, which is
Benjamin Bratt.
Who?
Sorry, that's his name.
Who?
I think that's
guy,
his name. Yeah,
this is the guy
I'm
who
like
might
80%
be
sure.
In loot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his name.
All right, we're gonna look him up.
Okay, I'm on it. Benjamin Bratt.
Bratt.
Yeah, that is it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's got, him. Like, yeah, he's kind of a dirty drug addict looking motherfucker.
You know who he kind of looks like?
60. Wow.
Wow, I'm so proud of myself. That's
he
great.
Kind of
he's
looks
so
like
I almost said Javier Bardem.
I was just gonna say
right.
No, Javier.
Well, now I have to look up what Javier Bardem looks like.
Different.
No, Javier Bardem is Penelope Cruz's husband, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
So who are we thinking? Antonio Banderas. Mm. That's who we're thinking of.
Yeah.
I used to have
he
a
does
huge
Puss in Boots.
Crush on Antonio.
That's
Banderas.
Who he looks like.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Which was always very funny to me as a child because I remember learning about Antonio Banderas from Shrek 2 when I was a kid. And then being like, oh, he's also the Nason XB. And then my mom was like, he's also a real actor. Like, she was like, you have to understand. That's like a famous actor who's like been in movies mm-hmm. as a human being. And
that's
I was like, well,
really
that's kind of not
funny.
His bag right now.
Right,
mom.
No, truly.
That's so funny. Okay. Yeah,
my boyfriend, probably, maybe Nick Jonas.
Okay.
Okay.
But like slightly shorter.
Okay.
If Nick Jonas was like 4 inches shorter.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's helpful. So here's a question. If you're at a bar, this is all hypothetical.
Okay.
And you're single. What is a way that someone could approach you that would capture your attention and you'd be like, all right, this vibe is positive?
That is tough.
You can also leave with things they shouldn't do.
Yes.
Well, trust me, I'll always go to the negative. So
okay.
That's tough because I genuinely don't like people.
Same. They're not good.
I am someone that there are people out there who like everybody and they have to be proved why to not like you. And I immediately dislike everybody and I need to be proved why I should like you,
mm-hmm.
Which probably isn't healthy, but it is what it is. So if we're out and you approach me, I probably am not going to like you because I don't want to be approached.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How did you and your boyfriend meet?
So we met like 7 years ago, we had gone on a few dates. We met on, do you remember the app Chappie?
Yeah. It went bankrupt so fast.
Yeah. Well, it was right when it started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We went on a few dates, but he was also going on a few dates with his now ex. Mm-hmm. But he was farther along with him, and it got to that point where, like, he had to ultimately make a decision. It was further along with him, so he went with him, and ciao, see you later. 4.5 years later, they broke up, and we saw each other on Grindr. And I was like, oh, hey. And he was like, hey. And we started chatting. He was like, let's get dinner. So then we basically just like hung out and talked for like a year. And then we were like, we should date.
When
and
you show up.
How long has it been now?
Mm-hmm. We've been dating for a year now, but maybe a little longer.
Mm-hmm. When you show up to a date, do you feel that way? Do you feel like, okay, this person has to prove?
Well, that was... I think,
I mean, I know you knew him, but like in general.
So that's why I was going to say, that's why I think it worked is because I already knew him, because one of the biggest things I hate most in life is small talk. I hate it. I'm not good at it. I don't like it. It's completely unenjoyable to me. So if I had to go on another first date and go, where are you from? Mm-hmm. You have any siblings? Mm-hmm. What do your parents do? I don't care.
Right.
I want to be able to fast forward 2 months into a relationship and already know about the person. So
okay,
that's probably also why I was single for 7 years before I started dating him, because I just, it's not my bag.
Okay. Yeah. If someone was, if you did, so it seems like it is very vibe based then, because like if you met someone and you did just feel sort of comfortable around them, even if you don't necessarily, but you know those people where you just like you kind of feel relaxed for whatever reason, and they asked you like a weird question, how would that hit?
I think it would go well. I mean, I'm pretty good at reading people, so if someone didn't come up and was like crazy and they like cool, calm, collectively approached me and like made a joke, I think if okay. you can make me laugh pretty instantly, then it's like, all right, we can talk.
Okay.
Or if you compliment me.
Okay.
But
like a good compliment.
But a good compliment and a good joke or bit or something that's going to actually make me laugh.
Yeah.
Do you have any good examples of bad intros?
Oh God.
I got a pretty horrendous one last night.
You go.
I went to go see Skywalker and Britta Filter's Sunday Night Show after I did a roast, and I was like, yeah, like I'll stop by John Ollie's DJing, it'll be fun. A very attractive man, like, was like making eyes, and then after the show, like, came up and just immediately went in for a kiss, and I was just like,
oh no.
I was like, hi, I was like, what's your name? And he, I forget, but we talked a little.
On the mouth?
Yeah. We talked a little. And then he was like, me and my friend are coming to the Eagle. You're coming with us. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not. I have work in the morning. And like, there was a little bit of back and forth where he tried to convince me. And then he grabbed me by the neck and turned my head. I was just like, oh, okay. And I was like, ha, this is fun. You're 6'5". I'm so scared. Like,
yeah, was it the guy from Twitter?
No. Oh, no. I probably would have reacted differently if it was. But... yeah, just a real quick, like, grab and, like, turn of my head. And I was like, this is not how I want anyone. Because also, that also immediately told me, I was like, okay, you're looking to do something to me. And we're not going to match up in this way.
If you touch me in any capacity, it's immediately out. I don't want like a hand on my shoulder. No, there's a bubble around me.
Okay.
Don't physically be anything on me unless I invite it.
Gotcha. Okay.
What is your opinion on hugs?
I don't love hugs. I'll hug you if I know you. Mm-hmm. And even then it's debatable.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're just meeting, I don't want to hug you. Mm. I also don't want to shake hands because I don't like shaking hands. Mm. I actually don't want any physical interaction with you.
I've grown out of it a little bit. I really don't like touching. That's why I like a handshake, because it's, this is it. Like, to me, yeah, it is a clear signifier. Because there was this guy I knew in college who would just, like, start, like, touching me. And no, it was... He also, like, was trying, like, very aggressively to hook up. And sure, I made it very clear verbally. Like, I am not interested in this. We can hang out, but, like, not if you do this. But, like, I always called it unmotivated touching. Mm. Like, a hug during a conversation. I'm like...
I do feel like people hug too soon.
Yes.
Too soon. I want to be legit friends before I'm hugging. Like, I don't just want to know you like I know who, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be hugging acquaintances. I remember the first big comedy thing I went to after, like, kind of during quarantine, because it was outside. I legitimately probably told 150 people, no, no.
Was
no,
this
no,
the roof
no, no.
at
yes!
the cupboard?
And I was like,
I remember that.
I was like, no, I don't. I was like, I need to get a fucking sign on my chest. No hugging. I don't know you.
I don't know your cleanliness habits. So, A, if you smell, it's just going to piss me off.
Yeah.
I also just don't.
Oh, so you don't
like
go out in Brooklyn
hugging
at all, do you?
I don't go out, period.
Before the podcast, you were saying you've been to these gay bars. Like, it doesn't sound like you
and
would.
And by been to them, I've literally, that's my experience off of, like, one.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Rosemont?
I don't drink. I've never drank in my life.
To each their own. It's mm-hmm. never been my thing. I don't like loud music. I don't like crowds.
I don't like loud music.
I don't like people. So bars.
Not your thing. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I also don't like loud music.
No.
And it's getting worse with age.
I know.
Forget about it.
I know. I don't like loud
concerts.
Music.
Forget about it.
I will
it.
Never understand.
Even
the
movie
theater
is getting too loud.
Movie theaters are okay. I like
it's
a
getting,
good.
It's getting
because,
almost too
you know,
loud.
But I like to go to a matinee.
Yeah,
I do too. But they do the it's
yeah.
starts and I'm
actually,
like
I do
it's uncalled for.
So, yeah.
It's uncalled for.
A lot of my friends have those loops. I
yeah,
think they're called,
that's what I
where
have.
It's like an inner ear thing, and it quiets everything. But
yeah.
Then they're also like, I can't hear conversations.
It's
so
only good for like movie theaters or something. Like mm-hmm. that's where I wear mine. Some people are like, oh, I wear it when my kids are being annoying, and I'm like, then I can't hear her.
Right.
Like,
maybe that's probably not for the best.
Yeah. Like I want to, you know.
No, I really don't like crowds. So like the idea of like the horse meat discos of the world have never.
You couldn't. Pay me.
Well, so you probably are in a similar boat to me on this because I had to, like, my friends have been trying for years to get me to go to horse meat disco because they're like, how do you know you don't like it if you won't try it? I'm like, that's fair. That said, would you guys who frequently go to horse meat disco ever go without taking Molly, ecstasy, a press pill?
Oh, and that's when I like, that's what I do like. I do like some parties. But the thing is, here's the thing, though. I do like some like parties that have crowded areas. If I, A, am on the right drugs, and B, can escape. Like being in the middle of a dance floor where I can't. Oh, absolutely.
So
not.
I also have a very small bladder. So a crowd, and especially a crowd that is all waiting their turn to do ketamine in a large group in a bathroom when I have to actually use that bathroom, does not work very well with me. But like all of my friends are yeah. like, oh yeah, we would never go to horse meat without taking something. And I was like,
right,
so why would I? And they're like, well, you would just take something. And I'm like,
no
I don't want to.
Right. I don't want to have to go somewhere that I have to take something to enjoy.
And then also, I know me, I'd freak out.
Oh yeah,
I would not have a good time.
I wouldn't do well.
One time I took an edible. And I love
weed,
drugs.
Weed gets you in a way.
But weed gets me, weed, the most fucked up I've ever been in my life is from weed. Like more than acid, more than shrooms, more than anything. Edibles have fucked me up more. And I took one and my husband and I got in the car to go to, I don't know what it was, but it was a gay party. And it was a gay Halloween party. And I was so excited. And then somewhere on the ride there, I was like, nope. I can't be around people. I can't be around loud noises. I can't do this. And I was like, just, you're in the car. You're fine. This is fine. There's air. We get out of the door. And I was like, nope, I want to go home. I want to go home immediately. We got
to
go.
I had a friend give me an edible before going to a movie together. And he didn't
in
tell
public.
Me very much about the movie. And he was just like, oh yeah, it's like this homoerotic French movie from the 80s. And I was like, cool, hot, fun. It was the movie Beau Travail, which is about French legionnaires in like the Maghreb region, like at war, and one of the early scenes in their deployment, they're in a submarine that gets blown up, so it's just everyone drowning, and I had a panic attack and had to be like, I'm so sorry. I one, you gave me too strong of an edible, which was one, crazy to do, and then two, what about this did you think what
warned me?
Well, also, I texted my friend who's like an actual film critic, and like, this is my friend who made me watch Enter the Void in college, which
What's
is that,
Enter the Void? Also, I don't know what Legionnaires or Maghreb is. Okay.
Okay, it's North Africa. It's like me. Their version of like Navy SEALs in North Africa.
Okay.
And like, yeah, it was just, it's very intense. So like, imagine like military guys dying left and right and like weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
But Enter the Void is an IFC film that's like super obnoxious, and it's like, it is a guy's life flashing before his eyes as he is dying of an overdose. And one of the things that it keeps flashing back to is the car accident that killed his parents that he was in the backseat of. So you'll just be like watching scenes from his life, and then all of a sudden, hard cut, and you just see like bright lights in the back. Like,
but that wasn't the one you took an edible for, was it?
Well, I was a college student hanging out with my friend who is really into movies, so I'm going to let you guess what we were doing. We were really stoned, but yeah, it was, that was fairly intense. And I was like, Beau Travail was worse than that. Cause at least the other movie, I was like, this is stupid. Like, I can distance myself from it. But like, that was just like intense, like the perils of war. And I was like, I texted my friend. He was like, that's not a weed movie. He's like, you go see Beau Travail to like cry and be like sobered.
Yeah.
He's like, who did that to you? And I was like,
a monster.
Yeah. A fucking monster.
So let me ask you, because I don't go out often, and I've never really gone out often. So what's it like for people to meet? Like, are people actually meeting each other at these bars on a
Friday? It depends where you are.
Or is it only meeting each other for hookups?
So I prefer an in-person meetup. They are harder to make happen. Because, again, it depends on, like, the vibe of the party. So, like, I think a good example of, like, an extreme to kind of illustrate this is, like, the Eagle. Because the Eagle has gone through, like, two shifts in the last couple of years where, like, it used to just be you just went there to, like, have sex with someone, like, point blank, period.
And for people who are maybe not gay in New York City, the Eagle is.
Oh, it's, like, if you've ever seen Sex in the City, it's the bar Samantha walks past with all like the leather daddies, and then she sees like a Starbucks near it, and she's like, the neighborhood is changing. Like, it's
okay.
It's the like gay leather hookup bar. You're allowed to have sex inside the bar, like that kind of thing.
But the Eagle in LA is different, right?
It is. And our Eagle got more like that because they built this huge dance floor. And now
it's more just like a bar.
No, now it's a circuit bar.
Oh.
And so circuit gays, God, I feel like I'm
I know.
Too much educating. So circuit gays are white collar, like extremely wealthy, extremely fit gay men who probably go out, I think, two or three times a month. But like, because they are high stress jobs, high pressure environment, when they go out, it is all out. And the problem with circuit gays is that one, they love like electron, that uns thing you were doing, that's all they want to hear. They do not want to hear words at all.
I need words.
I need words. And I need bass.
Nothing drives me crazier than listening to music without words, because I'm like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Who is this?
There is no amount of drugs in the world.
To Celine.
Right. Like, that's
why. That makes it fun.
Like,
yeah. Give me words.
So, and then also, because they are like super fit, and like fitness is like, truthfully, their social economy, like, because they have like these incredible bodies and money, they have like
they
kind of self-segregate also. Like, they do not want any diversity. I mean, I say diversity, I mean like body diversity. Like, they pay a lot of money to go to events where it's only other circuit gays, because they're like, I don't want to be around like anyone who isn't like this, because this is what I'm here for and this is what I want to have sex with.
That sounds exhausting.
But they also because they are so fitness oriented, alcohol has a lot of calories. They all do G. So when you go to the Eagle now, everyone is G'd out of their fucking mind on a Wednesday night.
So it's not like a hookup bar anymore.
Right. They've taken that aspect out of it, because it's like these very clicky gay.
Really? So people aren't fucking at the Eagle?
Oh, they're fucking, but they fuck the people they came there with. Or they, because like, so have you ever been to Second Sunday at the park?
No idea what that is.
It's,
me neither.
Oh my God. Okay. If you ever needed a video idea, this is what you should absolutely do.
Okay.
So Second Sunday, I learned about this years ago. In the summer at Sheep's Meadow, the second Sunday of every month, there is a meetup for circuit gays. And what I have observed is it is the only time most of them have ever met in the daylight. So they are experiencing like their own little culture shock, and you will watch it happen because I've been there by accident. So I'll be with some of my friends. And what happens is you see like three or four towels, and then you see like eight of the most gigantic men you've ever seen in your life, where you're like, that doesn't look human anymore. I don't know what's happening. And then within an hour, there's 400 of them, and they have taken over 90% of Sheep's Meadow. There are people with families walk. There are people with small children walking around. These guys are fully bricked up in a Speedo, like, uns, like, saying hi to each other
in the middle of the day.
And it's, like, fascinating to watch because it's, like, I've never seen you guys exposed to daylight, and you don't know how to act, and it's fascinating. It's, like, that, I actually think that would be a fascinating video for you guys to be, like, we're just going to go watch.
I'm still not over the having sex on G, though, because G is, like, it's not roofies. It's related to roofies.
I've never done any drugs, so I don't know.
That's why I'm saying
I have never done G. I'm scared. G can kill you.
It can kill you. So I had the worst time on G.
They all.
I thought they all did ketamine. Isn't that the like big thing?
Ketamine's more of like
sex on ketamine is fun. Sex on G is not fun.
Well, because G, the advantage to G, the reason they do that instead of drinking is it makes you blackout drunk. Like that is the level it takes you to.
Yeah, if you can have one drink and be blackout drunk.
Is G Molly?
No, it's a liquid.
Or G meth, I mean?
No,
it's the opposite. It's a downer. Oh. It's a wicked downer.
What's the letter that represents meth?
Meth. T.
T.
Tina.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And yeah, so
because on the apps it'll be like par T.
Yeah, looking for a good time
with a capital T.
It's crazy. That's so cute. I have been offered meth every day of my life for 10 years.
What? Why are they
like 8 a.m?
Yeah.
Why are they being cute about meth? That's
because they'll get banned if they say meth.
No, I get it. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say why. I just mean it's very funny to me that there's like meth wordplay.
Yeah.
Is that not?
PNP yellow clouds.
What does tennis mean?
Oh, excuse me.
Tennis is a sport.
You can't just drop it on me. I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't mean anything.
I think I think someone invited you to play tennis, and you accused them of being a meth addict, and they were like, "This guy's a bitch."
Well, hear me out.
I really hope
there
that's
are
true.
A lot of people, specifically on Grindr, that will have tennis balls in their names or like looking for a tennis partner or
they're playing tennis.
But no. Like an
balls.
Unusual
the
amount of people that I'm
something.
Like, you're not all playing tennis.
Oh,
it has to
I
stand
they
for
were
something.
All playing tennis.
That's what I thought too at first, but there's too many that I'm like, but also why are you advertising playing tennis?
Because it's
on
a one-on-one
Grindr.
Activity that you can do with someone.
But I
and
thought
like it
no one on,
that you're
on
yeah, but it's
app
Grindr.
To go
why
on
are
dates?
Yeah, we're not going to play tennis.
I think so. I grew up playing tennis, so I have messaged those guys and been like, "Do you play tennis?" And they're always like, "Yeah." I'm like,
oh.
"Would you want to?" I've like asked before. I was like,
"I fully
where
have
do you
thought
play?
They're all it's some drug that I didn't
maybe
know."
Maybe it is. If anyone knows, please write
if
in.
If anyone
yeah.
knows
tennis,
please write
and
in.
Please
and tell
don't
us.
Tell me the sport. But yeah.
I felt like I had to stand for something because there were so many, and I was like, there can't be this many.
But the balls emoji feels like it has to mean something.
That's what I mean. It's always like the racket and the ball, or like tennis question mark. And I'm like, that's an odd way to.
I really think that. Are you? Do you live near a tennis court?
No.
I don't know. Because
I do. I do live near.
Yeah, I don't.
We gotta set up Grindr on your phone so you can stake out the area.
It would be interesting. I'd be interested to see what Grindr is like in my area.
So
that's
in bars. Yeah. Are people so like back in the day, your parents, everything would be like, we met at a bar.
My parents met at a party. They met at a house party.
Right. Like my parents met, I think, at a bar or something. Like that's just like what
no
people
phones.
Said.
You have to remember, you have nothing to do.
True.
When you're not talking to someone, so it is in your best interest to immediately start.
I mean, you
so that's
like
my question with nowadays
stuff.
Is because they're phones and apps, but people are still going out. Are people picking other people up and at the bars, or is it?
I believe so. You have to find like a good spot because like a lot of the time I will go to a bar and I'm like, you're all just talking to your own friends. No one's intermingling. No one's dancing. No one's doing anything. Like, I don't understand why you guys left your apartment. You're basically just here to pay more money for alcohol and have a bad time, and then you all leave annoyed. And, like, sure, that's fine, I guess, but, like, I went to Animal recently, which is a brand new bar in Brooklyn. It's owned by the people who own the Exley.
The what?
It's called Animal.
No, you said owned by the what?
The people who own Exley, which is another bar in Williamsburg. These are Williamsburg bars. Oh. I don't get the sense you have been to any gay bars in Brooklyn.
I don't go to Brooklyn, period. Right. Often, I've been going more for real estate purposes, but that's during the daytime. But bars, I can't say. Oh, yeah. No, Monster's not in Brooklyn. No,
Monster is in the West Village.
Okay, then no. But I've never been.
It's like a brand new bar. So, like, that's the thing. Once a bar has a reputation, I think people are like, well, that's what it is. So, like, if you go there, it can be cruisy or it can be, like, low-key or it's a drag bar. Now every bar is a drag bar. But, like...
But you've been to Animal, the new one. What was the vibe?
So, it's very big. And that's something that is... Because
Big...
Like, physically big?
Physically big. They have a huge outdoor space.
Oh, that's nice.
They have, like, a closed...
Like, $3 bill big?
No. But not... It's like
that's why I took the edible and didn't go.
Oh, I've been to $3 bill. That's Brooklyn.
There you go, yeah.
But that's not a gay bar. Yeah, that's just, like, a venue.
Yeah.
I think it is a gay bar.
It's a venue, though. It's not so
I think they do other stuff, but at this point, $3 bill is a gay bar.
Oh. Right? Well, yeah. Back when I went, it wasn't necessarily.
But so it's, like, if $3 bill from, like, the bar... onward to that back room, that was about the size of this bar. And okay. I went to school in New Orleans, which, and like Southern gay bars are huge. So like every gay bar I could go to that was like 18 and up had two floors. They had a wraparound balcony. They had multiple dance floors, like all of this. And when you have that kind of space, people tend to intermingle because you can go to the more quiet area.
Right.
You can go smoke outside. You can go smoke on the balcony.
It's like, have you been to Chicago?
No.
It's like Sidetrack in Chicago. It has like all these different venues.
I do like that. I like.
Yeah, I like.
I like
big
or
bar.
Like when a rave has like a bunch of, you know, it's like.
Never been to a rave. Will never.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not my thing. There's a gay bar in Richmond.
Okay.
My best friends growing up moved to Richmond. They're there. So when I go and visit them, we decided to go to a gay bar there called Babes. They have a sand volleyball court.
Amazing.
They have
I'm in already.
Literally. Yeah. We went there and we were like, let's just go. And there wasn't really anyone in like the bar section
area. I don't want to play, to be clear. Same. I'm not going to volley.
And then
neither
of you
can.
Want to touch the sand.
No. But there was no one in the bar area and we're like, okay, so no one's here. And then we walked over to like the larger dance floor area and there were like a couple people dancing. I was like, this is weird. And I went to the worker and I was like, so is just no one? Because it was like a Friday night. I was like, is no one here? And he's like, no, they're all outside. And I was like, scooze? You have an outside? And he was like, yeah. We go outside. There are literally 20 people playing volleyball. Amazing. There's like beach chairs. All that. I was like,
that's amazing.
What is happening? But it was great.
A bar where I could sit at a beach chair?
It was great.
That's amazing.
There was a bar in New Orleans called, it wasn't a gay bar, but it was called Neutral Ground. And it was an entirely outdoor bar. And it was just like a yard. And there was a shack set up in the corner. And like the shack would make like a foot wide Crunchwrap Supreme and nothing else.
Okay.
And they made so much money off us college students there because we were like, you guys don't check our IDs at all. It's all outside and it's New Orleans, so it's 1,000 degrees and like we're not cramming into a tight space. It was amazing. But we need to slightly focus back in.
Yes.
We have barely asked you any questions.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. So we're narrowing in on a new type. So it's hard to approach you is the point.
It's hard to approach me. And as I've gotten older and the friends, it's harder to approach me.
So let's say that you match with someone on an app and you're meeting up for the first time and you've had good banter on the app.
Yes.
So there's a slight advantage.
Rapport there.
Rapport. What are some vibe things that turn you off? What are some vibe things that turn you on?
So if we met up on an app, there's good banter rapport. We decide to go on a date. Probably are going to dinner somewhere. I know some people are big proponents of like coffee dates, but I'm more so we're going to dinner.
Okay.
And
do you feel at all limited on dates because of the not drinking or
kind of? Okay. So I'm pretty up. I was always pretty upfront and honest in the apps. I was like, if we're going to a restaurant or something, I always say, just so you know, I don't drink. I don't have a problem with drinking. So feel free to drink. Because when I was younger, I wouldn't say anything when I would go. and I would be like, oh, I'm not drinking, I could immediately tell that it made them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I like to get that out of the way first. And most people are fine with it, but in the gay world, actually a lot are not okay with it.
Yeah.
Or they think I'm a recovering alcoholic, which there's nothing wrong with, but it's just, it opens up a different Pandora's box, which I'm not. I've just literally never drank in my life. It's not my thing. So it is limited. Coffee dates probably would have made more sense, but it's usually dinner and we would go. And I would say I'm very good at reading people. Mm-hmm. And if you are rude to the wait staff or the host or anything, it's an immediate no.
Yeah.
If you invited me to dinner and you ask, or don't ask me to pay, but like are very clearly like, we're splitting it or you pay or something, it's like, no, you were the one that initiated and said, let's meet up for dinner.
Yeah. That's always a good rule. Whoever invites, that seems
right. I mean, I'm happy to split.
I've done the split.
Because in the gay world, I think it's more common to split.
No, it makes sense.
I've done the split usually because I'm like, well, we're not going to do another one of these.
Sure.
Let's not pretend that someone's going to get the next one.
Oh, see, I am more likely to split if there will be another. If I'm having a horrible time, you better believe I was not pulling my wallet out. I would stare you down and be like,
I'm not confrontational enough for that, because the move I'll do is I'll pay for the meal and be like, you can get the next one. And I like that that's like kind of a way of bookmarking it, being like, I'm putting it out there that I would do this again. Like, you can pick up on that if you want to or not.
No, this was a horrible time and you will be paying for it.
I actually now have an hourly rate. there's going to be a tip for the waiter and also for my time.
Yeah.
I would say other things that like just would immediately turn me off is people can be very different online than they are in person. Mm-hmm. So if the banter is good online and I'm trying to recreate that banter in person and it's not the same, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Because once you start dating someone, the app is gone.
Yeah.
You're forced to talk to them in person.
Also, like, I get that, yes, you have time to craft your answers in the app because you're writing and you can literally take the time that you don't have in person. But a little bit. You know what I mean?
But like, I want witty, quick banter.
Yeah.
So you may have crafted the time in the date, but I'll immediately be able to know that, because if on the date we're talking and the answers aren't matching up, then you're not quick and witty enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is if we're on a date and they don't ask me a single question.
The interview date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're only talking about themselves and they don't ask me about anything.
Shocking to me that this is a thing. And it's so, I feel like
it's men.
I know, but it's so, it's become such a thing that has become like, it's like the being rude to waitstaff, where I'm like, it is 2024. There is no way that you have not seen a damn Instagram reel or a TikTok where someone's like, don't be rude to the waitstaff. Like, there's no way
because
that
they
don't
think they are. You are extending so much grace to men who are like, literally, I've told you the story about like, I've gone on so many dates like that where I got not one question, but again, I'm like a talker and I will carry a conversation, and like, it doesn't really matter to me because in my head I'm like, I'll never see you again, like, this is fine, I don't care anymore, and like, I'll just like keep the conversation going because I'm like, I have to do
it's a very something. One-sided, like, where are you from, they tell you, and then you're like,
and then you ask a
okay, well, I'm from blah 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 blah.
And what's happened every time I've gone on a date like that, I get a text within 30 minutes of us like going our separate ways. There's something about you. I feel like we have a real connection. And I'm like, you don't have any fucking friends. No one's ever listened to you talk in your goddamn life. And I sure as shit don't want to be the one to do it. We don't have a connection. You're very lonely. And you could benefit from learning how to talk to people, you fucking psycho.
True. Take an improv class. I don't know.
No, that's worse.
At least that'll get them out of their shell a little.
I guess. Then you can annoy other annoying people.
Yes,
and that,
yeah.
But on the flip side, if you don't ask me any questions or show any interest in me or my life, obviously that's a deal breaker. But if you're overly familiar, also a deal breaker.
Yeah, okay. Love the gay guy thing of let me be immediately rude to you.
Well, not even just that. Don't ask me questions about my friends that I haven't talked to you about, or like, or just like, like, if I haven't brought it up or something, but then you're immediately asking me all these questions about it, then your intentions are
weird.
They're not really what you said they were.
Okay.
So we've talked about some things that you are like, these are hard no's for me. Mm-hmm. And like most of them are like healthy boundaries you've established.
Yeah. Love that.
Are there any red flags that you find yourself going towards time and time again that you're like, I know this is bad,
but I still go for it.
Men have a much more interesting answer to this question than women. I've found.
I know.
Cause women are like, you know, guys.
So I will say, maybe this is generalizing too much, but please. I think women are more likely to continue going after the same red flag over and over, whereas men, at least because the shit about that, but at least gay men. Actually, I take that back. Gay men are.
Gay men are for people who don't want to talk to me all the time.
Yeah, gay men are pretty similar to women, where they also go towards red flags constantly.
I mean, I think a lot of
I love them.
I think a lot of people go towards red flags constantly. There's also tons of straight men who are like constantly who are constantly attracted to the crazy girl because they think she's going to be good in bed, and it's like, yeah, maybe she will be, but then she'll keep being crazy once you finish.
Mine is always bad communicators, because I'm like, I can crack you. I can figure out what you're like and what you're not telling other people. And then it turns out, no, I can't. And then I'm just sad because some guy I don't know anything about doesn't text me back. And I'm like, well, let me go repeat this 1,000 times.
Do you like a challenge?
No.
You don't seem like you do.
No. So I will say, I actually, double-edged sword, I pride myself that I don't really go after any of my red flags. Like, I'm not like, but they're hot, so they were rude to the waiter, but they're so hot, so I'll deal with it. Like, I'm not that person. But on the flip side, it becomes very limiting because I'm very picky and very, like, will
easily write one off. And I'm like, okay, well, I can already tell that it's probably not going to work, so I'm going to waste time on it.
Right.
I never learned my lesson in the sense that I can over communicate. Like, I'm a double texter. If I text you and I don't get a response, I 100% am going to text again.
And time
and time again, I will say,
stop doing that. If they want to respond, they would have responded. But I'll be like, I'll just send another text message. It doesn't hurt. So I would say that's my own sort of red flag that I go towards.
Is it weird? I don't think double texting is a red flag.
It shouldn't be.
Okay.
Because again,
to an extent,
we're describing like kind of a similar situation. Part of the reason I like a bad communicator and someone who I think of is like, oh, they're like mysterious. They're not volunteering enough information that I've written them off. And like, that's a big part of, because like, I do the exact same thing you were saying.
Oh, because
like,
they don't let you get close, you can't get turned off.
Right. And so I'm like interested because I'm like, I haven't found something yet. So I need to like get in there and figure out what this is, because this is this interesting person who's like calm and like reserved. And like, I want to know what's going on there.
They're just dicks.
Mine is more so, we know it. I find ghosting to be so rude and annoying. So I'll keep texting until you say, hey, I'm not interested.
See, that seems
because
so
I want you. Like, at a certain point, again, I'm good at reading people. I know if I have to double text this person a couple times, they're not interested because they would have texted me back. So now I need you to tell me you're not interested, because I'm going to hold you accountable. Yeah. I don't play the ghosting game. You're an adult. You can tell me you're not interested.
Yeah.
I've now lost interest, but I need you to also own up to it.
The fun of explaining to a man, usually in his 30s, hey, you're actually a grown-up, and you can act like one with another grown-up, and have a conversation like that very recently. But this is a question that Sarah always asks.
Mm-hmm.
When you are, like, walking the streets of New York, just out and about.
Daily life, not doing anything unusual.
Yeah. How often do you just see someone on the street where you are attracted to them? Yes.
Every day. Interesting.
Sarah, this is going to be a gender divide.
I know it is. It's a gender divide, and it is also, but it's also, I think I'm weird. It's like once
we've
a
had
year.
We've had a good number of women say it's.
You don't see at least one person every day. Like
I see people. I see attractive people all the time, but that I that so for
like,
that's the thing. So for me, like to see someone where I like to see someone who has a more than 50% chance of being attractive once they open their mouth. That's what it is for me. Like, I can see someone and I'm like...
So it's not going to happen until you talk to them.
It's
period.
Not... I don't know. Because I don't know what's their vibe. What's their... What if they open their mouth and they talk...
Well, that's a new layer
They
to
sound
this.
Stupid.
I mean, that's fair. But just purely going off of I'm physically attracted to this person...
New York...
No,
day,
but physically...
That I mean, I'm sorry. It's
no,
so
it's,
many
it
times.
Is.
I mean, like also... It's every time I go to the gym. It's every time I go out. Like,
I mean,
there's no way around it.
Very regularly do I see someone who says, hey, I'm whatever, like who introduces themselves. And I'm like, oh, no, okay, maybe it could hit, right? Because the vibe, like, maybe I'm pretty good at reading people where, like, pretty quickly I can be like, yes, would hit. But without saying anything, not hearing their voice, where like, okay, if I see someone, there's a guy who hangs out on my street. And he's not my type at all. And I don't know what it is, but I am very physically attracted to him.
Who would play her?
Antonio Banderas.
Interesting.
100%. Absolute. Like.
Nasonex.
He would have to get a perm, but absolutely 100%. Nasonex. Puss in Boots.
He has a cartoon for every occasion.
I want to make a joke about puss, and I can't, but I can't. My brain's not doing it, but can we just pretend that I made a really funny poos joke?
We're all here. For,
but okay,
look,
you guys, okay,
you're
okay.
Sandwiched between two gay guys.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
you
yeah,
can
yeah.
just say puss, and puss. We'll probably kind of
there,
laugh.
It, but it, yeah. it or boots. Slay the puss down. You know what I mean?
Boots.
Okay, boots. Slay the puss down, boots.
There we go. We got there.
there
we workshopped.
Thanks
a little
for
bit.
Workshopping that with me, guys. That was really hard. Anyways, but like, he could speak and. Most of the ways that he would talk are going to be attracted to me. I know that. Like, it's a very slim way, like, number of things that he could say where I'd be like, oh, no, he ruined it. Most people, though, I look at them and I'm like, maybe, but odds are they're going to ruin it when they open their
so
mouth.
So maybe this is why you like actors as much as you do, because you feel like you have a sense for their vibe. Mm.
Yeah, but then I also don't like actors.
That's fair. I again, an actor isn't hot until they're successful. There's no way around that. I'm so sorry, but like, if you, I can't keep going on dates with guys who work at a wine bar but are an actor because I'm like, we can't both have no money and not be successful. Like, I'm sorry, someone in this relationship has to be doing well. It's not going to be me.
Now, hear me out. This is probably a very stereotypical gay answer, but I would. People that I'm just physically attracted to and might not like them as a person.
Absolutely hard
or
thing.
Find them incredibly irritating because it's a one-off, we're gonna fuck, it is what it is.
Yeah, same.
I have a hard time if I actively don't like the person finding them sexually.
I had a hookup that I actively did not like, but again, it was something with the vibe of the way he talked was like
hot. I think it was honestly like when I started hooking up because I didn't really have a ton of sex until I went on like study abroad, truthfully, and like being in Europe with men who have a different attitude. Like, because the guys at my school in New Orleans, the reason I was hooking up with older guys was because they would message me on Grindr at 2 a.m. and be like, hi. And then we'd talk a little and they'd be like, and just so you know, this isn't anything. We're not going to date or anything. And I was like, yeah, it's 2 a.m. on Grindr and you haven't told me your name. Right.
Yeah.
And the older guys would be like, you're cute. Do you want to come over and hang out and have sex maybe? And I would be like, you have an apartment? Like, yes, let's do that. Get me out of this dorm room. And so, like, then I went on study abroad. And, like, again, there's a different attitude around sex there. But, like, I hooked up with, like, a handful of guys kind of just for, like, the novelty of it. And I was like, this wasn't fun. And I didn't think they were hot. And I thought they were annoying. Like, what is this? And then just – because I also got, like – I'm sure you've experienced the thing on Grindr of the people who try to like neg you into having sex where it's like, oh, so I guess you're just not going to answer me. I guess I'm just so ugly and hideous. And it's like, yes. Like, why did you need me to say that? I just didn't reply to you. You didn't need me to be.
I just immediately.
Right. I learned to get rude very quickly.
So correction. If the person's incredibly annoying and
Yeah.
But if I'm physically attracted to this person and I think the sex will even be decent.
Really? Yeah. I need to be attracted to them and at least have like a baseline of like, I kind of like you. Mm. Not like romantically, but like, no. I can't think
it's a
like
one-off.
Suck. I don't do a lot of one-offs, I guess.
I don't. I did when I was traveling and I was doing like a comedy tour, I did some one-offs. But then I had to stop getting on the apps because you can't hear their... I think maybe it's that I have to hear... I also don't watch porn. I listen to porn. So I think maybe I just like audio. Like I'm an audio...
Yeah.
The sound is very important.
That is a fun one that listen to porn.
Yeah, no,
for the blind.
I finally got one of those like erotica apps, and it's very hard because it's so easy to give me the ick. Because especially with the erotica,
well, the writing's terrible usually.
There's so much. Like, look, I want to be told that I'm a good girl as much as anybody else. But like, after a certain point, I'm like, I get it. I'm a good girl. All right.
Oh, can you just
get
like,
to the fucking coming? Like,
is this like POV erotica where they're talking to you?
Yeah, or you can listen to couples.
See,
fucking.
I would think you would want a story for that.
There is a story.
Okay,
I don't mind that. It's just like so much where they're like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Yeah, all right, I'm a good girl." Would you fucking come? Like,
well, we need to get to wrapping up because we haven't kept you for a while. So there's a game we play at the end. Mm-hmm. It's called Red Flag, Green Flag.
Okay,
we're just gonna
this
shout.
This is exciting.
Out.
I sincerely don't know how you're gonna answer.
I think I know how he's gonna answer, and I think it's gonna be mostly red flag.
I'm excited.
You can also say beige if you're familiar. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah, do you want to start us off?
Has wrestled an alligator.
Red flag.
Okay.
Owns a gun.
Red flag.
Okay.
I'm a bad person. Yeah. And I'm attracted to bad people. Can't cook at all. At all.
Well.
Beige flag. I don't cook, so it doesn't matter to me.
Has glasses, but refuses to wear them anywhere.
Beige flag doesn't really
interesting.
It is what
to
it
me
is.
That would get on my nerves after a while.
Has a dog.
Red flag. I don't like animals.
Okay.
I knew that was coming.
Sorry, listeners. I'm not an animal person.
Refuses to do their own laundry. Like has to send it out.
Oh, green flag. I send my laundry out. Okay. I don't do mine.
But like you could if you needed to, right?
I know how to, but I don't want to. It's New York. I'm not taking 3 hours of my day to do laundry.
Oh, I have it in building. That's why.
Wow. Yeah. Even still, I don't even think I would do it. Because it takes an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I don't have to sit there with it. No one in my building
is going
to
steal. It's the folding.
You're folding. Loading it. Then you have to time yourself. Then you have to go back. I can drop my laundry off, go have an entire day, and pick it up when I get home from work.
I don't want to spend the money. I'm cheap.
I justify it because I don't go out and drink. Any money I would spend going out on drinks, I'm putting it to laundry.
It's like my friend Pam says, she budgeted really carefully to be able to buy her kids lunch at school every day, and then she did not have children. So
exactly.
She's going to get a damn Starbucks. Okay. Drinks a pretty excessive amount of coffee every day. Like a lot.
To the point where you can smell it on their breath.
No matter what, all the time.
See, my boyfriend now drinks so much coffee, but I never smell it on his breath. Okay. So I guess beige flag.
Beige flag. Mm-hmm.
Only wants to watch animated movies.
Red flag. Yeah. I like an animated movie, don't get me wrong, but only animated movies.
Yeah.
I knew Disney gay would be too immediately of a red flag, so I thought,
And again, I like Disney, but if it's your whole personality, we gotta rein it in.
Right. This is the thing that drives me nuts with gay guys, because they're like, but I like that thing. And it's like, I'm not talking about liking Taylor Swift. I'm talking about if your entire Tinder profile is different photos of you at different Eras tours and all of your answers mention her. Then you're a psychopath.
Red flag.
That's not I listen to Taylor Swift.
If you're a T Swift stan, red flag.
If you're any stan, I'm sorry. Like out that you have a account dedicated to a woman who doesn't know you exist and never will, that's creepy as shit.
That's creepy.
I hate stan Twitter, and like you're more connected to it than we are probably just through like your kind of touching Drag Race world, but like I mean I see
it's weird. People are weird.
And it's like 14-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a good. Okay. Is a reply guy.
Give me further context.
Has several people. I'm going to say two. Has two people that he does not know that he fire emoji replies to every day.
Oh. I mean, beige. I do that shit. As gay men, we do that all the time.
Oh, okay. How interesting.
Well, also, like, with gay men, I think there is more hope and opportunity in that. Because, like, I mean, I've even heard stories of, like, I'm not going to tell anyone's tales, but, like, I even know stories about gay celebrities just being, like, my friends being, like, I sent the fire react, and they replied, and we had sex. And I'm, like, that's dope.
That's so nice.
Always hope there.
One of my friends told me, a famous actor that I like a lot, like straight up went up to one of his friends in Equinox and was just like, "You're very attractive and I would have sex with you. Here's my phone number. We can't do it here, obviously."
There's a bartender that I hooked up with and I was like, "Hey, I was just wondering what your deal is." And he was like, "Why?" And I was like, "Because I want to have sex with you." And then we did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Directness really does work for a lot of people.
It was
there's a way to be direct without being creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. God. Oh, where's a toupee?
Red flag.
Yeah.
I like a bald guy, so just be bald.
Oh, carries a handkerchief, a cloth handkerchief.
Oh, beige flag.
You like a little bit of an old-timey vibe, right?
I was going to say, it doesn't even necessarily need to be an old-timey vibe, but like whatever vibe you're going for, commit to it. Yeah. So if you're doing a handkerchief.
Okay.
Carries a film camera with them wherever they go, like snap point and shoot camera film.
Like constantly?
It's in their little bag at all times.
Red flag. Now I have a YouTube channel and I vlog every once in a while, but it's not constant.
Well,
like, it's for very specific
about,
right.
But like I'm an amateur photographer.
Yeah, no. That's a red flag.
Mm-hmm. Collect souvenirs from every hookup.
What?
Collect souvenirs from every hookup.
Like steals?
Yeah, but like nothing like
what would a souvenir from my apartment that you're looking at right now be? Because if you name basically anything, I'm going to be angry that they took it.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Actually, thieves are a red flag for
me. thieving is a
Nick,
is a
you
red...
look a little more open to this idea.
I was thinking like a sock or like
that's
a
weird
shirt, a
why
sweatshirt.
Are you taking
yeah
my
I was
sock?
Gonna say I do find it weird, but if you were able to give me an example of something that is like, I'm trying to think in my apartment what someone could take that I'd be like, all right, whatever.
They
but I'm like
you.
I guess I wouldn't be mad if they took one of my socks, but I would be like, why the fuck did they just take one of my socks?
I'm also not inviting them back over. That's.
But I guess I wouldn't know if they took one of my socks.
You wouldn't have a sock without a match?
I guess in that sense,
but
I would
know.
But
I would just blame it
that the laundromat lost
it.
Fair.
That's interesting. Okay, gets everywhere on a scooter. Not a Vespa.
Red flag.
Yep.
I want to be a scooter gay.
Do you?
I'm not coordinated enough for that, and I'm too tall.
I was going to say,
yeah,
you are
I
not
think I'm too
scooter too tall.
Yeah, and I fear.
I would crash and die.
100%.
So red flag.
Honestly, I'm nervous biking around. Okay. I might be tapped out. I think I might.
Has a podcast.
Beige flag, because it depends on the podcast and if they're good at it.
Yeah.
See, I just think it would be a red. I really don't want to date anyone else who does anything that's in the entertainment world or like.
I get that, but if they're good at it, then
guess,
great.
Like, yeah. But then I'd probably feel insecure because I'm like, fuck. I'm
maybe. But I'm attracted to talent.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'm unattracted to untalented. Like, if someone's incredibly hot, but they are so bad at something and they think they're good, that is the ultimate ick.
Right. Okay.
I think I'd be fine with someone who had a talent that has nothing to do
with yours.
Yeah. Like, that's why.
Like, someone was an amazing
dancer. Like a musician,
dancer.
A successful.
Right. Then I'm like, okay, that's. Because dancing to me is also like. You're an athlete. That's a completely different thing.
Sure.
And I know it's like a performance thing, but like I've known a couple of dancers and I have almost just like what is going on with your body? And they're like, this is just how it works. And it's like, no, that's not how my body works, actually.
I used to live near the Alvin Ailey Dance Theater, and I would walk by and just be like, it was good for me.
Wait, you lived by Alvin Ailey and you weren't seeing people every day that you thought were attractive?
Yeah, what?
I see them. They are attractive. I admit. I'm like, okay, their face is symmetrical. Like, I get it. Objectively.
Their bodies are perfect.
Like, they're an objectively attractive person.
And I look. Would I smash? No.
All right. Not for me. I think that covers it. Yeah. If you're tapped out. And then the last question we always ask, right now in this moment in pop culture, who is so hot?
Who's so hot right now?
Subjective. Can I get more than no?
Yeah, you can.
You can. Yeah.
I'm gonna say who's so hot right now, in the sense that, like, I don't know. There's just something cool and hot about her as Renee Rapp.
Nice. Yeah. That's been an answer on this podcast before.
It's like, there's just something really
gay.
She's very cool and hot.
Yeah.
She's very cool and hot.
That's someone who has great energy.
Yeah. Yeah. But just, like, who is like the hottest star right now, just like physically attractive? They are bow down, makes you sweat looking at them hot right now. Honestly, Michael B. Jordan, in my opinion.
That's a good one. He is crazy attractive.
Unreal.
It does. Yeah. He almost doesn't look like we said Sabrina.
It's almost too perfect. Like, right. I literally can't find
he
a
is
flaw.
Too pretty for me. Like,
it would be intimidating.
It's but objectively, I'm like, yeah.
I think I said Sabrina Carpenter last time because of that Skims ad that came out, and I thought that was AI when I first saw it. Mm-hmm. And like, she is that. I think she is like a female version of that, where it's like, you are almost like too pretty for it to be sexual anymore, because it's like, what is this? Like,
yeah.
Sarah, who's so hot right now?
You know who's so hot right now is Anne Hathaway.
Ooh,
and it makes me really happy. I like, she's doing the Versace campaigns.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, it's Versace.
And Bulgari. She's
And Bulgari. That's right. And she was like all over Fashion Week. She was all over a couple Fashion Weeks. Not every single one, but I think she was like in New York and maybe Paris. And she's just killing it. And it feels like a little renaissance for her. And it makes me really happy.
Yeah, she's always been attractive, but there is something right now where like, she's just hitting it out of the ballpark.
Every interview she does, she's like charming and relatable.
Do you think she got a new stylist? Because there is something like,
interview about a year ago where she was like, it was so weird. She was like, and through this phase where people, because she really was disliked for a minute.
That's why I'm saying she's having a renaissance.
Well, she did an interview where she was like, yeah, it was really weird. She was like, I remember getting cast as Catwoman, and people were like, Anne Hathaway's not hot enough to play Catwoman. And she's like, and I guess I internalized a little bit of that, but she's like, I don't know. I own mirrors. Like, I'm incredibly good looking. And she was like, and it's crazy that anyone would try to tell me otherwise. And it's like, I think that's what's happening, where she's like,
I'm hot.
Not growing out of this either, because like, she knows she is locked in on being hot for a very long time.
And she's in it. And I think maybe she did get a new stylist. I don't know what it is, but she's so hot. It's working. It's really all working.
That is
for
a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm having trouble thinking of anyone.
Yeah,
right
what's
now.
Your Ooh, who's so hot right now for you?
I don't have a new answer, is the problem.
Oh.
Because I'm like trying to think. I can't think of anyone in like, because I've said a bunch of musicians lately. I've said actors who are doing projects. I'm just having trouble thinking of someone who's like currently doing something. Because like, I'm trying to think of like, who are the names who are like circulating right now. And it's like Drake, Taylor Swift, like
Taylor Swift,
Ariana Grande. And I'm just like, but those people aren't like.
Here's Ariana Grande is freaking me out with the bleached eyebrows.
There's something weird there.
Yeah.
And I don't think Timothée Chalamet is attractive at all. I don't like any form of twink. There's kind of no one. I mean, again, like, my actual answer is just Paul Mescal, but I can't say that every episode of the podcast.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is. I have never had a
Andrew Scott. Jonathan Bailey.
Let's go with Jonathan Bailey. Bailey. Jonathan
He's
Bailey looks
so
great.
Hot right now.
But yeah,
listing hot people.
No, I've never had a celebrity. Sarah's heard about this. I've never had a celebrity crush.
This is the longest we've ever made it into a podcast without mentioning Paul Mescal.
I didn't think we were going to get there, and I was really trying to avoid it.
Hot.
But no, I mean, he's that But he's the thing that you're talking about where he is made infinitely more attractive by talent and personality. Because I do think there is a baseline of like attractiveness where you're actually not going to get that much hotter than that. Like Henry Cavill's kind of a good example where it's like, yes, Henry Cavill looks insane. But also then you hear his thoughts and you're like,
get away. Who was it? Yeah, that was such a bummer.
Armie Hammer was like that too.
Well,
yeah, but Henry Cavill is...
Henry Cavill's like an incel.
Hot. Yeah, but he's like so hot.
Agreed, but like, have you heard his thought? He was like, I don't think there should be sex in TV or movies. And it's like, of course there should be, and you should be the one having it.
Yeah, and he is the one having it. There's sex scenes in The Witcher.
Right, and hot.
Oh, wait, also, who's the guy who's co-starring with him in the League of Ungentlemanly Warfare?
I don't know. You don't like The Witcher?
No, I do like The Witcher.
Oh, I love The Witcher.
I love The Witcher.
Except he's not in it anymore.
I know. Because Liam. He's so awful. I'm open to the new casting. Because
Alan Richson. He plays Reacher. I mean, also I'm like telling on myself a little bit with what this man looks like, but I have never seen anything he's been in. I've just seen the press, like the stuff for it. And this man is gigantic and like has like that kind of like kind puppy dog eye and that mix where I'm like, oh, okay, like you're probably a bad person, but I will make do. But yeah, that's the part. Where can people find you?
On all of my socials, my Instagram is NickSmith09 and my YouTube page is NickSmith09.
What's the 09 from?
When I was born. No, I'm just kidding. when I graduated high school, because as you can imagine, there are more than one Nick Smiths in the world.
Are those common names?
They are unfortunately common. Mm-hmm. Or on my podcast that I co-host with Mateo Lane called I Never Liked You, which you can also find on YouTube or wherever you...
Give them a quick summary as if you don't have infinitely more listeners than we do.
Yeah. Our podcast is, each episode is only 15 minutes long, and we choose one topic, kind of a broad random topic each week, and we try to stay on topic as much as possible, but we end up changing about 17 times. And our relationship is very sort of frenemy oriented. Ooh. So we're best friends that kind of hate each other. And yeah,
that's beautiful. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me
for a
very long time.
We did.
That's the pod. Thank you so much. Bye.